Crappie Fishing with Keith, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Last week we did a story on an operation known as Outdoors International, and the basic premise of their business model is to hook outdoorsmen up with outfitters who are very good at what they do, and that means that they screen the outfitters very carefully before they pair them up with clients, thus assuring a good experience for the sportsman who is going to pay good money for a great adventure. The point to all this is there are a lot of people in the outfitting business who say they do great things but don't. None of us like a BSer. That said, I'll tell you someone who tells it like it is, Sportsman's Warehouse Sales Associate Keith McDowell, who we talked to last week. Keith's the real deal, in every sense of the word. Talk to him about crappie fishing.
Bought a brand new crappie boat, and doing tons of crappie fishing now. Crappie are moving in. Most of the lakes around here are starting to warm up. They're moving in into the shallows. They should be in there spawning here in western Washington, probably within the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they should be in spawning. I'm sure there's a few smaller lakes or ponds they're spawning in now, so bobber and jigs will be the easy ticket for everybody to get them. Just tip those jigs with a little crappie nibble. You can use a slip bobber or a fixed bobber and get right down to them. You're only going to need to be fishing 2 to 3 feet down. They should be easy pickings for people then. Great eating fish, too. A lot of people, they go out and they target all these trout and they forget about everything else that's in these lakes. There's a myriad of other fish in there that can be targeted. You don't have to target just the trout. Granted, the trout are always fun to catch.
See what I mean? Sportsman Spotlight.